All right, this episode is special because it's for the kids. You see, I have a friend named Val. Val's been on the podcast. Val has built a bunch of really big businesses. And because I'm close to Val, I became friends with his son. His son's name is Isaac. And he's one of the most impressive people I know, not just kids. So Isaac is 13 years old. And over the past couple of years, he's built businesses and web apps and things like that that have made $1,000 and $2,000 a day. And I thought that he was just amazing. Even though he's, a kid, his insights are pretty ridiculous and his maturity is ridiculous. And I felt inspired whenever I've been able to hang out with him. And so we thought we'd do kind of a fun episode where we had him on the podcast, Sean and I did, and we asked him all types of questions about his business, about how he thinks. And I think it'll be fun in like 10 years to look back on this and be like, what was Isaac when he was like when he was younger compared to when he was older and probably a lot more successful. So give this episode a listen. I dig it, man. I like these. I like hearing from young guys like who are in the thick of it. And let me know. I'm on Twitter at TheSamPar if you like these kind of like children-esque episodes. And maybe we'll do more of them where we'll find some young guys doing some really interesting stuff. So give it a listen and let me know.
I feel like I can rule the world. I know I could be what I want to. I put my all in it like no days off. On the road, let's travel, never looking.
So Isaac, I wanted to have you on because I'm friends with your father. And he's been telling me for about 2 or 3 years some of the stuff that you're working on. And you started working on this, I think, when you were 12, a bunch of different apps. And I couldn't believe what you were doing. And I told Sean about it, but Sean doesn't entirely know.
Wait. Isaac, how old are you?
14.
All right. I think you're the youngest guest ever to come on the podcast. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You're 14 years old. And I'm 14 years old. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a businessman. I'm a ninth grader. What do you call yourself?
I guess that you could call me like an entrepreneur, but really just like a ninth grader.
Yeah, I like that. Entrepreneur and comma ninth grader.
Yeah, I'd go that.
Okay.
Well, so talk about first about Cookie Duck, and then we got to talk about this new one. But I want you to brag. I know you're probably not comfortable with bragging, but it's okay to brag here. I want you to brag to Sean about Cookie Duck.
Okay, so Cookie Duck. It started when I was around like 10, where we had computer time at like school. We had free time on the computers and the games were always, they were always blocked on the computers, right? So what I wanted to do was I wanted to create like a website that allowed me to play games at school in our free time. So I would just start like building little parts of code, like putting little games on this website. And after a while, right, just like me and my friends were playing it. When COVID came around, what happened was everyone got their Chromebooks and then it just started spreading like wildfire. So by the seventh grade already, we had like over 4,000 people playing on it in like 30 minutes.
And your father told me that you just told a few friends and one of you guys would use Google Analytics or something. And you're like, all right, at this school in Long Island, like 90% of the 1,000 person school is using it. Oh, shoot. We just saw that another school just found out about it because now like 30 miles away, there's a whole another 1,000. Is that right?
Yeah. So it started out like a couple people at each school. And then before you knew it, like the whole school was already on it because it's like rare to find a website that's unblocked on the Chromebooks.
And so you got a bunch of games on here. You got like Temple Run, Subway Surfers. So you have real games that people know about. So do you rebuild the games or these are their games that you just embedded? You just do the cookie ducking, the ability to get to make it so that it's not going to be blocked. How do you actually do this?
So most of the games are just embedded. So like it's unblocked on their end.
Okay. So you just kind of iframe it or something in there.
Yeah.
And then you figured out how to make it not get blocked. How hard was it to not get blocked?
So once it gets blocked, what you really need to do is you have to create like new domains for each to get around like the blocking system.
And so is this a business? Does it make money? What's going on with Cookie Duck?
So what happened was is that whenever you make enough links, you can't monetize all of them because each link isn't big enough to be monetized, I guess. So in the beginning, when the main cookieduck.com was popular, it was making around 1,500 a day at its peak. So, but eventually, you know, that link got blocked and you can't really monetize the other ones. It's also because the Chromebooks, they have like a lot of anti-block, anti-tracker, so it's really hard to monetize.
How is it making money? Just through Google Ads?
Ads, yeah.
how long did this last, and how much in total did it make?
I mean, the peak lasted around a day, but I don't really have like a total number, but it dropped off pretty quickly because it got blocked.
So you, and you did this when you were how old?
When I was 12.
All right, so you're 12 years old, and you might have made, would it be safe to say you made at least more than 10 grand doing this little hobby project, right? That money hits your bank account. What are you thinking? What do you use it? Do you go spend it? Do you throw a party? Do you invest in the S&P 500 stocks and bonds? What are you doing with this?
I didn't really use it. I mean, I did like open a little stock investing account, but I didn't use it really.
So it's just sitting in a bank account?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And when you're doing this, is your father teaching you how to, I mean, I don't know how to code, so you're smarter than me by a lot in probably many other aspects, but definitely when it comes to this, who was teaching you how to do this?
I mean, for this web, I did go to a coding school, but for this website, I basically made it all by myself.
And you just used like YouTube or something?
Yeah. Google, YouTube.
That's amazing. All right. And so Sean, he did this cookie duck thing. His dad was like bragging to me. He was like, dude, check out my son. Look what he's doing. And I'm like, I didn't believe how great it was doing. And then about 3 months ago, his father sends me this other website. It's called PriceSatellite.com.
Yep.
And what's crazy, Isaac, is you're 14 now. You go to PriceSatellite.com. I understand why you did this gaming website. Makes total sense. Sean, it sounds like you're typing. Read what PriceSatellite.com is.
Save big on luxury goods while traveling. So you have Christian Dior, Louis Vuitton, Chanel, there's all these brands.
So the gist of the website, I believe, is like it tells you if you want to get a Dior purse or whatever they make in a different country, it tells you the difference in conversion rates. And so it's like if you are in France, it's 30% cheaper to buy the same product in France versus America.
Isaac, why are you helping people save big while traveling?
The reason I basically did it is basically whenever like we travel, we always notice how much cheaper it is. So I saw that as like a blank space, and I think it would be good for SEO because you have every product name, right? And you could rank on each one, so it's like a good opportunity for views.
Now hold on, how do you know what's a good SEO opportunity? What eighth grade class taught you that? How do you know that?
I just looked, and there's not really like a competitor to this already. It's pretty much a blank area. No one really compiled it.
So where are you getting the data for like the prices per country? Is it all from their local site, and then you just basically compile and transcribe and basically do the foreign exchange, take into account the VAT, the VAT savings, and then you make it all equalized, basically?
Yeah, so I got the data off like the official website, and then I put together all the VAT data along with it.
Wow, this is amazing. Are people using this? Is this like out there yet?
No, right now it's pretty small, but hopefully we're expanding.
I love how you use we. I think that's exactly what I did. When it was always just me, it was always a we. how many people are coming to the site a day?
Right now, it's around 30, 50 a day, but it's been expanding pretty quickly. It's pretty new.
And that's from search?
Yeah.
Do you have backlinks to it now, or is it just because of there's no one else ranking?
I don't really have a backlinks just yet. I mean, I'm working on it, trying to get like the name out there, but I don't really have backlinks.
So Isaac, where does a guy like you, you're 14 years old and you're kind of like an internet hacker, you're basically building cool stuff, that little projects that are fun for you. Where do you meet other people that are doing what you're doing? Is it Discord groups? Is it Reddit forums? Where do you find other people that are similar to you? Because I'm guessing in your school, there's probably not too many people that are as far along as you are in terms of being an entrepreneur.
I mean, quite honestly, I don't really network with other people that do this type of stuff, but I learned from mostly YouTube tutorials on like which way to go for like different subtopics like SEO and all that, like coding.
I went, Sean, to Isaac's bar mitzvah and it was tech.
Did he gift you money?
Dude, it was the fanciest party. It was the nicest party I've ever been to. And it was tech themed. And so each table had like a Apple logo, or I think there was like a Sony table. Like there was like, it was all named after tech companies. So clearly he's like passionate about this stuff. Do your friends think you're weird? Like,
no.
or do they even know what you're doing?
I mean, they know about the website. They just know it exists, but.
Right. They're not buying Louis Vuitton bags. So do you, And who do you look up to? Who like, if you're a teenager like yourself, you're trying to be a great entrepreneur or you're building cool things, who do you look up to? Who do you think is doing awesome stuff in the world?
I mean, I really got like my inspiration for doing like trying to build some stuff from my dad. That's really where it came.
And what did he, what does he teach you? Or what does he tell you? Like what kind of guidance does he give you?
Well, he basically just encourages for me to like not think about what I want to do now, but think about like the future.
And I have a photo of Isaac when, man, you must have been 4 years old in this picture. I'll ask your father and you if we could put this in the video, but looks like you're 4 years old and you are putting together a PC. Like you literally have a screwdriver and you're assembling a PC. Do you know what photo I'm talking about?
Yeah. I was around, that was for my 8th birthday because my dad wouldn't let me just buy a computer. He wanted me to like actually build my own computer. So I was watching like YouTube tutorials before I asked him if I could build my computer. I was watching YouTube tutorials on how to build a computer, like what parts to pick out. And for my birthday, he let me do it.
This is amazing, isn't it, Sean? Like, it's fun to hear him talk about this stuff.
Isaac, you've inspired me today, man. You're doing very cool stuff. And you are so far ahead of the game. You know, I was still picking boogers when I was 14 years old. So I can't believe the type of stuff that you're doing. And I hope that there's people out there who are listening, either their kids or maybe some young people that are listening to this, that will kind of use this as a bit of a green light to build more stuff. And we should make like a group. You know, Isaac, the only thing I would recommend for you is you said you don't really have like kind of a friends group or peer group of other people who are doing this. I think you should do that, man. I think you should find the other kind of 14 to 17 year olds that are doing really interesting stuff on the internet and just be in a Discord and a group chat together, because you will all get smarter faster and you'll all kind of learn from each other's projects versus just being in your own silo on your own. That's my only advice for you. Not that you asked, but I think that would be good for you. Maybe we can make it the MFM Junior Discord and anybody who listens to this can go join it.
Isaac, do you have a goal? Like, is there like, are you just having fun now? Or is it like, by the time I'm 18, I want to be doing this. By the time I'm 40, I want to be doing this. Like, do you think of it that way? Or is it just, I want to learn how to code and this is a cool way to learn?
My goal right now is just to like progress my Price Satellite to like get like at least 1 million views a month. Like that's really my goal. And I'm going to progress from there.
Sam, you know that meme that's going viral right now with the Olympics with the shooter, the Turkish shooter?
That's
Isaac right now.
Yeah, it's 100% like, Isaac.
My goal is to do the thing I'm doing better. That's my goal. That's how far I'm going to take this. I'm going to take this as far as I can. What do you mean?
If Price Satellite gets 1 million views a month, will that be making money? What's the plan?
Not only ads, but you have affiliates for places that sell these bags, like secondhand, or they sell like the Real, which sells like the new bags. It's just like a reseller platform. And I can be an affiliate to those companies along with ads.
Isn't there a thing where people pay other people to buy it in that country and then travel or ship it to them?
Yeah.
A company called like Mule or Donkey or something like that was basically like, oh, it's cheaper in Denmark. So then they find somebody who's already in Denmark to buy it on your behalf. And then they're either traveling to the United States or they ship it to you. And then you get the discount without having to go there.
Yeah, I've seen one of those websites, but I don't really know too much about them. I'll have to look into it.
And by the way, why aren't you playing with like AI and crypto and like stuff that's like kind of the cutting edge?
I am definitely playing with AI. So
what are you doing with AI?
AI, a lot of Price Satellite is built on AI. So first of all, like a lot of the code base, like the web scraper, the back end, the front end, the styles, a lot of that was built off AI. The categorization of products, done with AI, and the product descriptions, I can't do 10,000 product descriptions by myself. So I really used AI for almost all of those.
You know, I wanted you to come on, Isaac, because you're impressive, but mostly because you make me feel good. I like talking to you because you make me realize that life's a lot simpler than we often, when we grow up, kind of make it out to be. We make it more complicated, and you make me happy just hearing like, well, I'm just going to get a little bit better, and it's a very wonderful, fresh mindset. I appreciate you.
Isaac, one more thing before you go. We are the Ideas Podcast. We're the podcast where people brainstorm business ideas or ideas for products that don't exist that they think should. I am curious, do you have any other ideas maybe that you don't have time to build right now or you think would be cool, anything. It doesn't have to be even fully baked out in your head. It could be kind of a half of an idea. Is there anything that you've seen that comes to mind?
So along with AI, I feel like AI right now, everyone's trying to build like their own different app. But I think that building like AI into what we already have, like the messaging app, the phone app, that's really what's going to make AI a lot more convenient for people. So instead of searching for like people, places, or things through like a search bar, basically we just text like an AI, like, can you find me this? Can you find me someone who does this, like a job for me? And then it will like basically call a bunch of places, like maybe reservations. It'll find you like places in the area. You text an AI and it'll book for you. It'll find you times. And that's what's going to make AI a lot more convenient for people.
I love it. So like a WhatsApp bot or an iMessage bot that you could just text. That would be your AI on demand.
Yeah, just text to AI.
You're the man. Don't change. Keep going.
All right.
He's like, these guys are weird.
No.
God kept saying, I make him happy.
We appreciate you, man. Thanks for doing this. Right. And keep going. You're the man.
I feel like I can rule the world. I know I could be what I want to. I put my all in it like no days off. On the road, let's travel, never looking back. Like,